This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Rishut Chaviriv, firstly, Titchadesh on the new shape. I was walking down the block from my house, and I couldn't see into the minyan. So you should use it in good health. We're going to speak tonight for a few minutes about the topic on everyone's mind, anti-Semitism. What is the root of anti-Semitism? Pasuk says, Vayaratz Esav lekrato, Esav runs to Yaakov, Vayechabekehu, he hugs him. Vayipol al tzavarov, he falls on his neck, Vayishakehu, he kisses him. If you look in the Sefer Torah, we have an unusual occurrence. There are very few words that have this. In the Sefer Torah, in the words, and he kissed him, they're dots. They're dots on top of the word, Vayishakehu. Dots mean, whatever it says, it means the opposite. So Rashi brings two perushim. One perush is, it says he kissed him, he didn't really mean it. Rashi brings another perush. Amar Rab Shimon, halacha hi biyadua, it is well known, she Esav sonei li Yaakov, Esav hates Yaakov. Elo she nichmeru rachama v'osasha. He happened to have mercy on that at that time. V'nashko b'chalibo. Rashi uses an expression we don't find anywhere else in the whole Torah. Halacha hi biyadua. Halacha hi biyadua. Now, many people misquote this. You'll hear many people say, Halacha l'Moshe mi-Sinai. It's because they didn't look carefully at the words of Rashi. Rashi doesn't say, Halacha l'Moshe mi-Sinai. Halacha biyadua. I mean, it's a fact of life. After the liberation of the war, my grandfather was in the DP camps. Some of the Nazis says it's not our fault. It's in our blood. It's in our DNA. That's what Rashi's saying. Halacha hi biyadua. It's a fact of life. They hate us. It's a reality. It's not because of anything. Don't think it's because of capitalism. Because even when we're socialists, they'll hate us. Don't think it's because of socialism. Because even when we're capitalists, they say we're leeching off society and we run the world at the same time. So it's not for any reason. It's just a fact of life. Now, my grandfather in Poland, he was a ben bayit by the Gadol Hadar, Rabbi Menachem Zemba. You ever hear the name Rabbi Menachem Zemba? He was the greatest Gadol b'Yisrael before the Holocaust. Rabbi Menachem Zemba asks on Rashi, why does Rashi quote Reb Shimon? Why Reb Shimon? Why is Reb Shimon giving the reason for anti-Semitism? Why not Rabbi Akiva? Why not Rabbi Tarfain? Why not Rabbi Meir? Amar Reb Shimon bar Yochai, halacha hi biyadua. Rabbi Menachem Zemba said something phenomenal. Reb Shimon's opinion is, he's Doresh Ta'ama Dekra. Meaning, every single mitzvah, Reb Shimon says, I'll give you a reason for. Other Tanaim say, no, you can't give reasons for the mitzvot. The mitzvot don't have reasons. Reb Shimon says, Doresh Ta'ama Dekra. Every mitzvah has a reason, but still there's one thing in this world that has no reason. Anti-Semitism. In other words, even Reb Shimon, who gave a reason for everything in the Torah, when it comes to why they hate us, there's no reason for it. That's what Rabbi Shimon says. You could have an opinion also. But this is the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. Now, there's another Gemara. The Gemara says, Lama Nikra Shimo Sinai. Why was the mountain on which God gave the Torah called Sinai? Mibnei Kivan Shenitna Lahem HaTorah Yarda Sina LeOlam. When God gave us the Torah, they hated us. They were jealous of us. So that's a reason. That's a logic. They're jealous of what we have. They're jealous that we have the truth. So it comes out, there are two reasons for anti-Semitism. One is, it's inexplicable. It's just a fact of life. It's reality of existence. And number two is jealousy. And you always have to be able to identify what type of enemy we have. Is this an enemy like Esav, who hates us inexplicably? Or is it a different kind of enemy who's jealous of us? Rav David Cohen, he's a rabbi on Coney Island Avenue, one of the big poskim today, he writes that these two types of anti-Semitism play out in Haman and Ahasuerus. Haman is from Amalek. Haman just hates us. There's no reason. But Ahasuerus, he's a different type of anti-Semite. So Haman has to convince him, you know, why do you like these Jews? They always say, Shabbat Hayom, Pesach Hayom, Rosh Chodesh, they never go to work, they're always off. Meaning Ahasuerus hates us because of observance. And the Gemara says, Mashal Mahadavar Domeh, If a guy has a lot of dirt in his field, he doesn't know what to do with it. Another guy has a pit in his field, he doesn't know how to fill it up. So they come together, they make a shidduch, and the guy with the dirt dumps it in the pit. Gemara says, Achashverosh viewed us as a pile of dirt. Haman viewed us as a hole in the ground. Haman just hated us. He felt we were lowly. Achashverosh realized how great we were. He was just jealous of us. So throughout history, we encounter two types of anti-Semitism. But Esav, in this week's parasha, Rashi tells us, Halacha hi biyadua, a very unusual expression, which teaches the hatred of Esav is just reality of life. And even Reb Shimon, who could tell you the reason for every mitzvah, but there's no reason for halacha biyadua, she'esav sonei liyakov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.